Let's start here.
And I really love this girl, so I hope her all the best of luck.
I was a new mother, had been with my son's father since we were 13, and so much of my identity was grounded in our identity.
When Bach tried to quit his job in Weimar, the Duke said, "No way." He even threw Bach in jail for a month to try and make his point, but it didn't work.
This is WVXU's Discovery Podcast, Start Here, a chance to sample some of the more interesting podcasts and episodes from the over 300,000 podcasts available today. I'm Trip Eldridge, and as your podcast jockey, I'll bring you three podcast samples in each episode of Start Here, two from the exploding national podcast world, and one from the wonderfully creative community of podcasters right here in Cincinnati and the Tri-State. We'll also check out the hottest podcasts from the iTunes podcast chart. And remember, you can always get a complete listing of our favorite podcasts at Podcast Central on WVXU.org. Also, if you have a podcast you'd like to share or a specific episode you liked, let us know. Just email us or call us. Tell us your name, your podcast recommendation, why you like it, and why you want to share it. Our email is podcast@wvxu.org, or give us a call. Leave us a voicemail, 513-294-8030. That's 513-294-8030. Okay, it's time now to start here. Today, we turn our focus to podcasts about music. Finding a good song or a band is one of the best feelings. It'll be with you for life. Unfortunately, finding that feeling is not so easy. Just like with podcasts, the amount of potential compatible music is sometimes overwhelming. At Start Here, you can think of us as your tour guide to the world of podcasts, and on this episode, we'll explore some podcasts that are doing the same thing, guiding you to new music that you'll love. The first podcast we'll examine today is called The Only Music Podcast, hosted by two Swedish producer music heads, Stefan Elmert and Louise Hammer. The show is chock full of music news, album reviews, and song recommendations. They'll cover Kanye West, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Radiohead, and everything in between. If you're looking for an in-depth insider perspective on all things music, The Only Music Podcast is the only podcast for you. Here are a couple of segments from The Only Music Podcast with an episode where Hammer and Almert review Radiohead's latest album, A Moon-Shaped Pool. The clips feature a song recommendation from Hammer, as well as part of Stefan Almert's album review.
Like, the whole production is quite hazy. It's very much kind of mid-tempo beats. It's very chilled. And then her husky voice on top of that. And like very kind of hypnotic repetition on and on. But like all in all, it's a really nice album. And really love this girl. So I hope her all the best of luck, you know?
Tess Parks, Anthony Newcomb.
Yeah, and the track is called Melorist. That's the
Melorist.
One.
Check it out. Right, so we just completed our first listen to the album. I would say initial response is Radiohead is no longer doing their experimental phase. This is very album. This is a very almost back to Hail to the Thief kind of style of album. It's kind of safe in a way, but it is very, I would say it is very luscious.
Yeah.
I think that, again, you can hear that it's not, it's no longer, it doesn't rely on Tom York that much.
No.
It's segmented in very long intros, pianos,
nice.
Analog.
Yeah.
Those were clips from The Only Music Podcast with Stefan Elmert and Louise Hammer. They're waiting to show you their new favorite song. So listen now and find it on WVXU's Podcast Central. So you found a new song to sing in your head all day. But now you want more. You want to learn more about the band that plays it, their songwriting process, where the lyrics came from. Well, your next stop is Song Exploder. Song Exploder is a weekly podcast featuring a wide variety of musicians and songwriters who break down one of their latest songs and examine how it came to be. Bands like the Lumineers and Metallica talk about the origins of a song, where they found their inspiration, or the state of their life at the time the song came together. There's no need to hunt through forums and fan pages to find the meaning of a song. Song Exploder takes you right to the source. Here's a clip from a Song Exploder episode featuring Solange Knowles, sister of Beyoncé. Solange discusses her song Cranes in the Sky, one of the most popular off her new album, A Seat at the Table.
I don't think I actually listened to the CD until maybe like 2 or 3 months later. And there was one that was just a sketch, just drums, the bass, and the strings. I immediately had this really strong reaction. I went to my hotel room and wrote the lyrics and the melody, just immediately coming up with the first four lines that I tried to structure.
I tried to drink it away. I tried to put one in the air. I tried to dance it away. I tried to change it with my hair.
At the time, I was definitely in a transitional place in my life. I was a new mother, had been with my son's father since we were 13, and so much of my identity was grounded in our identity.
That was a clip from the podcast Song Exploder. Your favorite artists break down their songs and tell you how the songs became what they are today. Piece by piece, you'll hear the sounds and ideas that influenced various artists during their songwriting process. That's Song Exploder, available now on WVXU's Podcast Central. So far, we've heard from two podcasts that'll keep you in the loop with all things music. And what better way to round out this music-themed edition of Start Here today than with a little classical? Cincinnati Public Radio's own Classics for Kids is a great place to start. This youth-focused podcast shines a light on famous classical composers of the past, providing interesting historical background, technical music terms, and music facts that make classical music fun and exciting to listen to. Each month, a composer is featured, and your kids will learn stories about the composer, hear some of their famous pieces, and discover more about what makes up a classical piece. Here's a clip from an episode featuring famous composer Johann Sebastian Bach. And in this first installment of the Johann Bach Spotlight, host Naomi Lewin presents a brief history of Bach's life and career and the context in which he was creating music.
When the Duke of Weimar decided not to make him conductor of the orchestra, Bach was pretty unhappy. Then a visiting prince offered Bach a job directing his orchestra. But when Bach tried to quit his job in Weimar, the Duke said, "No way." He even threw Bach in jail for a month to try and make his point, but it didn't work. When Bach got out of jail, he headed straight to the town of Köthen to work for the prince. The prince had a wonderful orchestra, so Bach wrote lots of instrumental music while he was in Köthen. Eventually, Bach moved on to his last job at the St. Thomas Lutheran Church in the city of Leipzig. His title was cantor. That's what they called the choir and music director, and it was a huge job. Bach trained singers, organized music for several churches in town and for the University of Leipzig, and he composed new music every week for services at the St. Thomas Church. Most of Bach's great choral music was written in Leipzig.
Bach That's a snippet from Classics for Kids with Naomi Lewin. The show offers an entertaining introduction to classical music for children of all ages. And of course, the show is by no means off limits to grown-ups. There's plenty of rich classical music history to learn for every age. That's Classics for Kids, on the air every Saturday at 10 and Sundays at 6 on our sister station, 90.9 WGUC, and available right now on WVXU's Podcast Central. Turning now to the Apple Podcast Charts, at itunescharts.net, we find two podcasts regularly showing up at number one over the past month and a half. The second season of Malcolm Gladwell's Revisionist History shares the number one spot with ESPN's 30 for 30 podcast. And new to the top of the charts is the latest from Radiotopia's PodQuest competition last year. It's the new podcast, Ear Hustle. Podcast is about stories about life inside prison, shared and produced by those living in it. That's Ear Hustle, 30 for 30, and Revisionist History on the top of the Apple Podcast charts. Thanks for joining us for this episode of Start Here, WVXU's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out Podcast Central at WVXU.org. And if you're turning into a podcast junkie and just can't get enough, try these two cool resources. NPR's The Big Listen with Laura Ober. The show features a peek at podcasts that feature vibrant voices, engaging points of view, and novel approaches to storytelling. And for a quick and powerful review of some of the latest podcasts, go to NPR's earbud.fm. They use a unique way to help you discover podcasts with categories like Brighten My Day or Feast for Your Ears or Serious Stuff. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org or call 513-294-8030 and we'll add your voice to ours. For now, I'm Trip Eldridge for WVXU, and thank you for choosing to start here.